Today, December 9th, I'd like to talk about the life of the servant of God, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, born in 1895 and died in 1979. He's now being considered for beatification, as you know, since his cause has been introduced. He is now a servant of God. So we should take a look at his life for a few moments this morning. Very interesting and fascinating life and spirituality. He was born on May 8th in 1895 in El Paso, Illinois. He was the oldest of four sons. His baptismal name was not Fulton. He was baptized Peter John, but his mother's maiden name was Fulton, and he liked it, so he decided to be called Fulton. So he was baptized there in Illinois, and he was dedicated to the Blessed Mother at his baptism. He renewed his consecration to Our Lady at his first Holy Communion. He attended Catholic grade school and high school in Peoria, Illinois. He had a brilliant intellect. He was an avid reader. He began public speaking on the school's debate team. He worked in the newspaper staff at the school as well. He then discerned his vocation to become a priest, so he entered St. Paul Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. He was ordained a priest in the year 1919. And on the day of his ordination, he made a promise that he would make a holy hour each day before the Blessed Sacrament. And he kept that up faithfully until his death in 1979. After his ordination, he was sent for postgraduate studies at Catholic University in D.C., then to the University of Louvain in Belgium. He then studied at the Sorbonne in Paris, the Angelicum in Rome. He then taught theology at St. Edmund College in England. And then he was called back home by his bishop. His bishop was a little bit concerned that all of this fame and success in Europe might have filled him with some pride. So the bishop, to test him, sent him to perhaps the poorest parish in the diocese, a very inner city parish in Peoria, just to see if he was willing to be obedient and humble in taking such a humble assignment. Well, within 9 months, this Church of St. Patrick's was a thriving parish due to his work. The bishop then assigned him to the faculty of Catholic University, where he taught theology and philosophy for 24 years, from 1926 to 1950. And this is when my mom was his secretary for about 2 years. He was teaching and writing, doing his radio show. And somebody had once told my mom, they said to her, "Don't just have a regular job, try to have an apostolic job so you can work for maybe Bishop Sheen." And so she took that as a little message from God, so she wrote him a letter and said, "I'd like to be your secretary." My mom was at that time working at Notre Dame University in one of the offices there, helping with one of the Catholic magazines for young people. And so she wrote to him, and when Bishop Sheen was in that area, he interviewed her. They walked around the lake there at Notre Dame, and he hired her. So she moved to Washington and helped him with his mostly his correspondence, as well as the radio show and some of the books that he was publishing at the time. And of course, she truly believed she was working for a saint. His gentleness, his kindness, his holiness, she could sense. On my mom's birthday, Bishop Sheen gave her $25 and told her to go out and have a wonderful lunch with her friends. Now again, imagine $25 back in the 1940s. That was quite a generous gift. So Bishop Sheen at this time then was began his radio apostolate. And he started this first in St. Paul's Church in Manhattan. It was broadcast all over New York City. This was called the Catholic Hour. It was from 1930 to 1952. 4 million people listen to him every Sunday afternoon on the radio. His greatest success, though, came when he developed his television program in 1952. For 5 years, he had the series Life is Worth Living. You can still see it, the reruns, on EWTN. As you know, it was more popular even than Milton Berle. He was opposite at the time, and he had higher ratings than Milton Berle. 30 million people watched his TV show each week. He even won an Emmy for his television program. These programs were very ecumenical. Oh, he had Jewish people, other denominations, Christians, Protestants, loved watching Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, Life is Worth Living, because he gave the philosophy of life. So during this time, he continued to write. During his life, he wrote 64 books and about 65 booklets. He also wrote 2 weekly newspaper columns, and he kept up a huge personal correspondence with people from all over the world. One of his gifts was conversions. He used the media, he used his books, he used the television, the radio, and then he instructed people in the Catholic faith. He would give convert instruction classes. He would even, in New York City, give day retreats for the actors and actresses in New York City. Some of his famous converts were Claire Booth Luce and Henry Ford II. In 1950, he was appointed the director of the propagation of the faith, and until 1966. And this is how then he would raise large amounts of money, including his own television salary, to support the foreign missions, especially his leper colonies. He says, "My greatest love has always been the missions of the Catholic Church." He was consecrated the bishop in Rome in 1951. During his last years, his later years, he participated in Vatican II from 1962 to 1965. And then he was made bishop of Rochester, New York, from 1966 to 1969. At the age of 75, he had to submit his resignation to the Pope, and he wrote to Paul VI, "I'm not retiring, only retreading." He would live 10 more years, spending his last 10 years preaching, giving retreats, and writing. And of course, his main message when he gave the priest retreat was, "Make a daily holy hour each day of your life." He went to his eternal reward on December 9th of 1979. He prayed every day that he would die on a Saturday, on a Feast of Our Lady, and before the Blessed Sacrament. Well, and he said if he didn't, he would give the Lord a hard time in heaven. And actually, he died the day after the Feast of Our Lady, December 9th, the day after her Immaculate Conception. One of the most beautiful quotes was when he met John Paul II on October 3rd, 1979, in St. Patrick's Cathedral. He gave Archbishop Sheen a big hug and said, "You have written and spoken well of the Lord Jesus. You have been a loyal son of the Church." Let me just read a sentence or two from his autobiography, Treasure and Clay, about the importance of the holy hour. He writes, "I resolved to spend a continuous holy hour every day in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The holy hour. Is it difficult? Sometimes it seemed to be hard. It might mean having to forego a special engagement or rise an hour earlier. But on the whole, it has never been a burden, only a joy. The purpose of the holy hour is to encourage a deep personal encounter with Christ. The holy and glorious God is constantly inviting us to come to Him, to converse with Him, to ask for such things as we need, and to experience what a blessing there is in fellowship with Him. I have found that it takes some time to catch fire in prayer. This has been one of the advantages of the daily holy hour. It is not so brief as to prevent the soul from collecting itself and shaking off the multitudinous distractions of the world. Sitting before the presence is like a body exposing itself before the sun to absorb its rays. In those moments, one does not so much pour out written prayers, but listening takes its place. We do not say, "Listen, Lord, for your servant speaks," but rather, "Speak, Lord, for your servant listens." So again, when we look over the life of Bishop Sheen, he had the three great loves, Jesus, Mary, and Peter. Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, Eucharistic Adoration, Daily Mass, his great love for our Blessed Mother, the Rosary each day, and consecration to Our Lady. And then his third love was Peter, the Holy Father, the Pope. He had great love for the Pope, Paul VI, of course, John Paul II. And he was always faithful to the teachings of Christ. He was always loyal to the magisterium and to the teachings of the Holy Father. Even when so many dissenters were around after Vatican II, dissenting against Humanae Vitae, dissenting against the Church's teachings, Bishop Sheen was always loyal to the Holy Father. And he, of course, known for his great sense of humor. I'll just read one little quote. In fact, there's a book called The Wit and Wisdom of Bishop Sheen. I encourage you to get that and read that, as well as his autobiography. And perhaps his greatest book was The Life of Christ. He says, "There are two philosophies of life, the Christian and the secular. The Christian philosophy is, first you fast and then you feast. The secular philosophy is, first you feast and then comes the hangover." See, that is just shows the wisdom of Bishop Sheen. Let me end with his favorite poem about Our Lady, which was, of course, "Lovely Lady Dressed in Bloom," written by Mary Dixon Thayer, and it was his favorite Marian prayer. "Lovely lady dressed in bloom, teach me how to pray. God was just your little boy, tell me what to say. Did you lift him up sometimes, gently on your knee? Did you sing to him, the way mother does to me? Do you really think he cares if I tell him things, little things that happened? And do angels' wings make a noise? Can he hear me if I speak low? Does he understand me now? Tell me, for you know. Lovely lady dressed in bloom, teach me how to pray. God was just your little boy, and you know the way." So we pray today to the Lord that he will raise Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen to the honor of the altar. We pray for his canonization. Eternal Father, you alone grant us every blessing in heaven and on earth through the redemptive mission of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, and by the working of the Holy Spirit. If it be according to your will, glorify your servant, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, by granting the favor I now request through his prayerful intercession. I invite you for a moment of silence to make a request to the Lord through the intercession of Bishop Sheen. I make this prayer confidently through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, source of all holiness, you raise up within the Church in every age men and women who serve with heroic love and dedication. You have blessed your Church through the life and ministry of your faithful servant, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. He has written and spoken well of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, and was a true instrument of the Holy Spirit in touching the hearts of countless people, if it is according to your will, for the honor and glory of the Most Holy Trinity and for the salvation of souls, we ask you to move the church to proclaim him a saint. We ask this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. On the way out today, I brought the autographed picture that Bishop Sheen gave my mom back in the probably late 40s. It's a beautiful picture autographed to my mom by Bishop Sheen, as well as one of the four or five books that he gave her during the time that she was with him. Again, you can take a look at it in the back. It's autographed, so if you'd like to, you can venerate that as hopefully a future relic of Bishop Sheen. God bless you.